Hello, everyone.
Adrian, last couple of weeks, you were pretty vocal about wanting to get this record.
Yeah.
You came this close. How do you feel about missing it by that much?
You know, it's a bittersweet feeling inside, but the first thing that came to my mind when I heard that I was 9 yards short was it is what it is. It wasn't meant to happen, or it would have happened, you know? Not to say it doesn't hurt, because it does, but ultimately, we came in here tonight and accomplished the ultimate goal, and that was getting a win and punching that ticket into the playoffs.
Did you think through your emotions after that last run, and you were in good shape for a field goal there?
Yeah. I just remember getting the ball, and fullback had a great block. Offensive line did a tremendous job, and it's kind of funny because we called that play a couple times, and I bounced it back, you know, and didn't trust it. And in the right time, you know, I trusted it and was able just to get a big play. I was definitely trying to get to the end zone by all means. But in my mind, I was conscious of being smart and protecting the ball. So it was a good feeling, especially when you got Wash, you know, over on the sideline. It felt pretty good.
So you never knew at any time what your numbers were?
I never knew. And I know 9 yards, I know. And I really wasn't worried about it, you know. I told myself to come into this game, focus on one thing. And that's winning and doing your job and contributing in the run game and the pass game. And if it happens, it'll come to you. Don't focus on it at all. And I wasn't focused on it. I went out and I played my game. And, you know, we accomplished. Like I said, we accomplished what we wanted to. And, you know, we're in now. We're in the playoffs. We fight another week.
You still crossed 2,000, the second highest total ever. It's pretty darn good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I know Eric Dickerson is feeling so good right now. And, but, you know, God's willing, I'll get it next year and not make it close.
Have you ever talked to him?
No, we haven't talked about it at all. But I've seen him out, you know, previously before the talk of the record. And he's a pretty cool guy. You know, he's from Texas. You know, I got compared to him a lot. He had good things to say about me, you know, Dan. So it's no love lost at all.
Just short.
Right after the game. I think Pam came up and she was like, I think you're 9 yards short. I don't know for sure if that's the exact number, but, you know, I knew it was close. It was either 9, you know, 10, 15 yards or something. I was like, oh, dang, you know, oh well.
Did you know that if Adrian, on the long run where you didn't score, you said you were trying to score, did you know if you had scored when you would have broken it? You
know, I didn't know.
I mean, you didn't want to know that level.
No, I didn't know. I was focused on accomplishing, you know, our goal as a team and not worry about the record.
Can you tell people to not keep you updated or they just not come near you?
Yeah, I didn't really have to tell anybody. I think they kind of realized I was in my zone. I wasn't worried about all that. So they made it easy.
So a year ago tonight, you had just been coming out of surgery.
Say again?
A year ago tonight, you had been coming out of surgery.
I know.
What were you thinking of?
Man, just pushing to get back. You know, I remember, like, I've told the story a lot. You know, I remember the doctor coming in right after the surgery. And, you know, I was asking him immediately, you know, when I can start rehabbing and exercising to, you know, to bounce back. The reason I went in a couple of days after the injury to have the surgery, I didn't want to wait 2 weeks. And he was like, you know, normally it takes 2 or 3 weeks, you know, 2 weeks to, you know, start doing leg lifts. And I started doing it right then. I was like, this, you know? And he kind of smiled. He was like, yeah, you know. So my mind was on coming back. You know, I knew it was going to be hard. It was going to be tough. But overcoming this adversity, like I've did so many times in my life, with bigger things than, you know, ACL injury. And ultimately, through that battle, I was able to end up on top.
Adrian, Raji stopped you a couple times and gave you that. Did you notice that at all? Did you put that in the back of your mind when someone does that? Or?
No. I didn't notice it at all, but he got me a couple times, you know. I congratulate him, good play, but I got him a couple times as well. So, kind of balanced out.
When the fans were chanting for you as MVP, did you hear the chants of MVP from the fans?
Oh, yeah. Just taking in all the love they were showing me, you know. They were chanting the MVP, just really, it felt good, you know, to hear the guys, you know, bag me up. But that's pretty much it. Just taking it in and enjoying it.
You
know, I don't let awards, you know, just identify me. You know, I don't do that. I go out and don't let it define me, and I define, you know, myself by what I do on the field. So whether I win it or not, and I'm not going to say I don't want to, just like I wanted to break the record, you know, either way, in my heart, I'm the MVP. And that's all that matters.
Sorry about that. Are you surprised you guys won this kind of a game, given that the last few weeks you've won with pretty limited passing game, pretty limited game plan? Are you impressed that you got to beat a team by scoring 30-some points?
You know, we jumped out ahead of those guys, but it's the Packers, you know. There's a reason why we dislike them. You know, they're good, you know, and we knew it was going to be a heavyweight battle. And the blows started flowing. And, you know, ultimately we was able to make the big play at the end. It was a lot on the line, playoff for us. You know, first round bye, if I'm correct, for those guys. So, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough one.
Expecting the rematch to be just as tough?
Take it.
Expecting the rematch to be just as tough?
Oh, yeah, it's win or go home now, you know. So I'm sure they're going to accept it for what it is. Hey, we didn't get the first round bye. We got to win to stay in. And we're going in with the same mindset.
Talk about after the games, you talked to Toby about yards that you kind of leave on the field and missed opportunities. What are some of the missed opportunities today that you could have got you those 9 extra yards?
I can go back to the 43 and 42 lead, and on both of them, I kind of went back side, jump back side, you know, instinctively, but I feel like I left some, you know, out there on those. 38 G-balls, one on the goal line, and I think two on the goal line. I let the defensive end, or rather, I might have been a free safety, spook me on both of those. So I cut it back in and got 2 or 3 yards. But I think if I would have followed my fullback, I could have stretched it out and stuck it over the pylines.
Are you kind of obsessed over that, or are you not really thinking about those plays that you didn't make?
I'm not going to think about it that much. You know, I'll still think about it a little bit, you know, but ultimately, it is what it is.
In your first touchdown pass in over a year, I was.
No, that felt good. It's so funny too, because on that play, it's like me and Kristen, we were connected. You know, I'm looking at him, I'm like, throw the ball. he was like, he was a little unsure, you know, if I was gonna catch it or not. I was like, throw the ball, run it, make a decision now. And we was communicating back and forth. Just okay, you know, threw the pass and I was able to catch it, and it was big.
You're in the end zone and you're waiting for it?
Say
again? You were thinking that when you were in the end zone?
The whole way through. It was wide open. We both kind of curved, bent out with the same, you know, angle, just vice versa.
And that message, eye to eye?
Yeah, it was eye to eye. No, you know, of course no words, but, yeah, eye to eye contact. Like, what are you going to do? You going to run it so I can come in and block? Or are you going to throw it to me wide open? Trust me. And he did.
How far has he come, do you think, in the last few weeks? Just, I mean, today he made a lot of plays that helped you win the game.
He played his butt off today. He made some big throws, and you know, receivers too. Those guys made Mike Jinks, Jerome Simpson, you know, right. All these guys played tremendous, and Kristen gave those guys the opportunity to make those plays. So you know, he's getting better each week.
Who picked you up? Was that Felton that picked you up after that last big run?
No, that was DeMarcus Sanford. Yeah.
So let's kick the field goal first before you pick me up.
I was. You know, I was enjoying it. But then again, in the back of my head, I'm like, hey, we need to kick this and make sure we get it in first. You know, I'm not celebrating right now. And, you know, he made it. So felt good.
Did you look for us turning out for the 3rd and 11 throw?
Say it again?
Did you look Christian in the eye before the 3rd and 11 throw on that final drive, the one he hit to Jenkins?
No. You know, he was in a moment. He made a great throw. Jinx made an amazing catch. You know, what a way to bounce back by Jinx after dropping the pass in the end zone, you know, making 2 clutch plays. And but no, Christian, he played awesome today.
Cool. Did the passing game help you open up the run that we've been today?
Yeah, it was vice versa. You know, they opened up the pass game too, you know, run game as well. Green Bay had to play honest. They had to respect the pass game. And, you know, when we're doing that, we're playing balanced football. We're a tough team to beat. Thanks. Mm-hmm.